Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola. What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome. It's October 9th, 2018. It's a Tuesday. On a Tuesday. Hey, I want to chat with you about the experiment I've been running the past 90 days or so. Facebook ads. You may or may not be passionate about it. Doesn't matter. You don't even need to really know anything about Facebook ads at all to follow along with this particular podcast, because it's all about starting from scratch, creating momentum, learning new things, failing over and over and over. I mean, massive, massive failure. But we get over that quickly, right? Inside Saturday Nation, we don't focus on failure. We get the wisdom from it. We learn, we move on, and we make money. Actually, you can make a lot of money by failing, a lot of money. But you gotta get that ego in check. Like, you got to not stop equating failure with, oh, boy, I'm a loser. I'm a loser, baby. So with that being said, let me just rewind it real quick. My name's Sam Crowley. I host the longest-running motivational podcast on the interwebs. And I gave the boss the middle finger May of 2005, went broke, came back, and got the band back together. And I launched everydayisaturday.com. And here we are. It's 2018, almost 2019. I've got a daughter graduating high school in May of next year. And that same daughter used to ask me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? That's how I launched this site back in 2004. You imagine that? How about that, man? 15 years. Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And I launched it just based on that. Called a guy in Oregon named John Mix and asked him if I could buy that domain name, everydayisaturday.com. I put the video on the internet back in the day. It's from, was it June? No. Oh, geez, almost like lost my breath. If you go to my YouTube channel, Every Day is Saturday, and you go back to the oldest videos, you'll see about a 7-minute video how I got the domain name. It's actually pretty cool, pretty funny, he said humbly. But I called a guy named John Mix, and I said, hey, John, my name's Sam Crowley. My daughter asked Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? Can I have that domain name? And he calls me up, and about a day later, I couldn't even believe it, man. First of all, finding anybody on the internet now in 2018 to actually buy a domain, I mean, they'd call Secret Service to have you arrested. I mean, how'd you get my number? What do you mean? It's totally different now. But back then, the Who Is search still showed everybody's phone number information. Long story short, he said, hey, kid. He's 72. I was, you know, whatever, 35. He said, hey, kid, I wish I had the guts to do what you're doing right now. I bought that domain back in 2000, and I was going to go and make some photo albums out of it, show me fishing, things like that, every day Saturday, but never spend time with my kids. So I'm going to give you that domain name for free. Just do what I didn't do and make a promise to your daughter that every day will be Saturday. I mean, come on, man. It's like a Hallmark movie. I can see the tears right now. Some of you probably got the old clean. Maybe not, but I get a little choked up with that story. That taught me a lesson to always ask. Just ask. Well, I mean, you already don't have what you want. So asking for something that you want, what's the worst thing that can happen? You're right back where you were. Nothing. I mean, he wouldn't have gotten offended. It's not like I'm calling the police because you asked me for a domain name. Actually, I sent him $100 via PayPal. I didn't even have any money. I was bankrupt at the time, but I sent him $100 via PayPal. I said, here, John, it's for you, man. Thanks so much. And I always remember that, you know, he said, hey, kid, keep that promise to your little girl. So my little girl's graduating high school, in about 6-7 months. And I kept my promise to her that every day would be Saturday, and she's never seen me cash a paycheck from the man. Isn't that awesome? So the Facebook ads transition segue. Here we go. By the way, follow me on Instagram. I'm blowing it up. I love it. At Every Day is Saturday. I love Instagram. And you will love my feed as well. It's very inspirational. At Every Day is Saturday on Instagram. Okay. And if you're not on Instagram, get on it. Facebook ads. I started about 90 days ago. I didn't know Facebook ads from a phone booth, okay? And so I started learning and learning and learning, doing what I teach you guys, okay? This is what I tell you. What do I tell you? What's Sammy Boy tell you to do? I tell you to get on YouTube. But Sam, what's the real secret? Hey, get on YouTube, watch some videos. But Sam, how do you really get on YouTube? So I got on YouTube and I start searching Facebook ads, and I look for, here's what I look for when I look to learn on YouTube. YouTube's so awesome, man. I mean, good Lord, it's so great. It's free, it's better than college because there's so many smart people in the world, you know? If everybody just stopped hating everybody, we could all like learn from everyone. Don't get me started, politics. So I get on YouTube, and what I look for, number one, is most recent and largest number of views. So something from the summer of 2018 with a lot, like tens and thousands of views, would be a great, great video. And hey, what do you know? There was a video out there, and I don't know, it probably had 100,000 views, and it was just created this summer, and it was all about how to launch a Facebook ads campaign. So I thought, hey, that's good. So that's what I do, and you should do that too. Look for the most recent, because something like Facebook ads changes so much. If you were to watch an ad even from a year ago, it wouldn't be relevant. It just wouldn't. Especially like 2, 3, 4 years ago. WordPress, things like that, you can probably get away learning that stuff if it's within a year or two. But just look for the most relevant videos and the most amount of views. So I dove in, and I started learning and learning and learning. And then I was like, oh, my God, I got to run my own Facebook ad campaign. And so I did. I turned it on. I followed the little – and by the way, that wasn't the only video I watched. Just, oh, my God. I bet I watch 2 hours of video every day for 30 days, 60 hours of video. But hey, if you want to learn something fast, that's what you do. After about 10 hours, it was starting to click. So the other, you know, 50 hours, there is a law of diminishing returns where you're like, okay, I just got to take action. I know I'm going to screw this thing up, but I've got way too much knowledge now. I'm full. All right. I'm full on Facebook ads videos. So I sent it out to my list to hold me accountable. Hey, guys, I'm an ad agency now. Woo-woo. You know, people are like, hey, that's cool. What happened? What are you doing that for? X, I want to learn. And the real reason is because I was paying $6,000 to $8,000 a month for people to do this stuff for me. And I'm like, not that they weren't good, but that's $100,000 a year I can save if I do it myself, or at least understand how to do it and then delegate it better. That's what I really wanted to do, which I ended up doing. So anyway, I set my ads up at, and if this doesn't make any sense to you, it doesn't even matter. I'm just saying, I was spending $30 a day getting no leads. So I had 3 ads going at one time, $10 a day for each one, $30. Next morning I wake up, I turn them on around noon, I refresh. Hey, do I got a lead yet? Hey, no, but Facebook is gladly charging my credit card. That's interesting. So day one goes by, no leads. Day two, no leads. Day three, I got a lead. Like, yeah, I spent $90. I got a lead. Now, when I say a lead, somebody went and downloaded my free audio series called Make Your Move, and they put their email in. And then they go into my Infusionsoft campaign, and they get the autoresponder emails. And what I'm really doing is just, I'm building relationships with new people who have no idea who I am. They have no idea who I am. So, and then after like a week, I'm out $100, and you don't got to spend this kind of money. I would recommend, if you're doing your own ad, spend $5 a day on a couple of ads, or $5 a day per ad, and do about 2 ads. So it's $10 a day. You might be out $300 a month, but I want to buy traffic. That's what I want to do. I just want to buy targeted traffic, which is what I'm doing. So anyway, after the first week, I probably had 5 leads. Okay, not great, but I was in this thing for 90 days. Like, I put my head down for 90 days. Of learning and testing and tweaking and all that good stuff. And then about a month ago, I'm like, damn, this stuff's working pretty good. We got the cost per lead down to about $8 a lead. Now, my average client's about $7,000. So for me, I can spend a lot of money on ads. I need one client to come in to pay for it. I have other products that are very inexpensive, you know, from $7 to $20. But I sell high-end coaching. That's what I do. I am a highly paid strategic business coach who specializes in entrepreneurs who want to launch a movement. That's exactly what I do. Entrepreneurs, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. I mean, you could be in a job right now, but you have a passion to launch a movement. That's the person I'm looking for. Like, I am so laser focused on that person because that's who I used to be. And I know that person, male, female. I know if they can afford a $4 cup of coffee. I know whether or not they own or rent. I know if they have kids. I mean, I just know that person. I just know who they are, and I know the pain they're in. And I'm able to speak to that pain. They lack fulfillment. They lack purpose. They lack passion in their life. And they could have $100,000 in the bank, cash, but they feel like a failure because they haven't lived out their dream. That's the person I'm looking for. So And I get these inquiries all the time from these individuals, and don't take on everybody to coach because I can't help everybody. I'm looking for a specific individual who wants to launch a movement, put their head down, and not live with any regret. That's who I'm looking for. And that's what I started writing the ad copy around. I have a video that I shot on my cell phone in my backyard, and it starts, the one of them is, hey, it's Sam Crowley. I'm not rich, but I'm wealthy. You don't even know who I am. I'm Sam Crowley. I'm not rich, but I'm, what's it? Who would ever get on, and this is the ad, who would ever get on Facebook and say I'm not wealthy? Isn't that crazy? And this is my video, how I'm talking to people on my cell phone in my backyard. I'm just walking. And it's like how I talk to everybody, you know. And I don't have a mansion in Malibu. I don't drive a Lambo. I know I should. I don't have any photos of me in front of a private jet on the tarmac. I'm sorry about that. But you know what I've discovered? I've discovered how to find life's purpose. And that's what I'm really dialed in. And if you're interested in that as well, download these audios. That's basically it. Just talking like I would talk. I did it in one take. Just how I would talk to somebody like I'm speaking in Orlando Friday at an event. There'll probably be 250, 200 people there, whatever. I'll be in the lobby, in the restaurant, chatting up with people, asking, what's your purpose? Like, why are you here? Not here at the event. Why are you here in life? Like, why are you waking up? Why are you showing up every day? And now my Facebook lead, cost per lead is, drum roll, please, $3. $3 a lead. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. It's under $3 a lead. And it's only been a couple of months I've been working at this thing. And I was spending $100 getting no leads. Now I'm spending every $3 I spend on Facebook ads, I get one lead. And now it's just a matter of the other part of the formula is how many leads does it take to get that new client, that new coaching client? That's it. That's it. Then I'm done. Now, these leads will buy lower-end products. But again, that's to indoctrinate them and get them, you know, buying into the Everyday Saturday message. So I say all of this to tell you to get going. Don't wait. Just don't wait to learn. And then once you learn, don't wait to pull the trigger, because all these people that learn, that's great. They're professional webinar attendees. You know who I'm talking about? They go from webinar to web. Oh, I was on a LinkedIn webinar yesterday. Oh, my God. I was on a YouTube webinar the other day. It was amazing. Twitter. Hello. Instagram. Webinar today. It's like they're professional webinar attendees. Get going. Take action. Don't do 4,000 different things. Do one thing 4,000 times over and over and over and over and over again. You're going to get good. Take this Facebook testimony. Now, average client, 7,000, cost per lead, $3. That's it. That's the secret sauce right there. And now I'm helping people inside my coaching program do the exact same thing. It's amazing. So get out, get after it. Take action. I'm telling you, you will never regret learning and earning. Inside the word learn is earn. Get after a champion. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.